As we come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts thanking you for tuning into the program today, because I know you're going to be very blessed by a message by my father, Brother Hardy, entitled The Secret Place of the Most High from Psalm 91. You know, I pray this psalm over my family every day. I know that these promises are timeless and these words are powerful. I'll be back at the end of the program to tell you how you can get a copy of this beautiful message by Brother Hardy, The Secret Place of the Most High.
I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust.
I'm going to trust in my champion. I'm going to trust in my powerhouse. Fortress. I'm going to trust in my safety house, refuge. I'm going to trust in my champion. He ain't never lost a battle.
Surely he shall.
Surely of a truth. Check all the verses that surely starts with. Surely he has carried my griefs and borne my sorrows. That means of a truth.
Surely he shall deliver thee.
Surely he shall deliver thee. And ain't no two ways about it. And ain't no if it be thy will deliver me. Surely he will.
From the snare of the fowler.
That's the trap and the tricks of the devil. You know what a fowler was? He's a hunter. And he hunts you with a snare. And if you made the Lord your hiding place and your refuge and your fortress and your champion, he's going to deliver you from the old tricks of the devil. He's going to say, here is the way, walk ye therein. And just like God delivered Israel of Syria through the prophet, he's going to deliver you out of the snares and the traps and the ambushes of Satan. He's going to say, don't go there. The devil's lying in wait.
And from the noisome pestilence.
He's going to deliver you from the tricks and traps of the devil, pestilence.
He shall cover thee with his feathers.
Oh, Lord, he's so far from me, he's tickling me. you want to get somebody crazy? Take a feather tickling, and God's going to cover me with his feathers.
He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler.
His truth, not what the devil says, not what man says. I don't pay any attention to agnostics. You know what an agnostic is? Somebody don't know. They need to shut up. Now, sure, not going to believe a doubter and an outright unbeliever and demons, screaming demons that I ain't going to listen to. I'm going to listen to the truth. The battle's over. You're going to listen to the devil of truth. Eve listened to the devil and got us all in this mess.
Thou shalt not be afraid.
Thou shalt not be afraid. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and the noisome pestilence. And thou shalt not be afraid. What shall I not be afraid of?
For the terror by night.
Nothing to terrorize me at night. No night walkers are going to terrorize me. Nobody that's evil at night am I going to be afraid of. What else?
Nor for the arrow that flieth by day.
I ain't got to worry about arrows, war, flying by day. An assassin. No terror at night, no assassin by the day.
Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness.
Nor for that pestilence and disease that usually comes at night.
Nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday.
War usually starts at the day. Pestilence usually comes at night. Destruction's usually at noonday. And terror at night. You're more terrified at night. You can be in that building all day. As long as it's day, it's all right. But when it gets night, you get terrorized. God said you won't be afraid of a terror that comes at night. Destruction that wastes the brightest time of day. Neither for war that flies in the day. Neither for disease and pestilence. You ain't going to be afraid of nothing. I ain't afraid of nothing.
1,000 shall fall at thy side.
I watch 1,000 fall at my left hand. I look to my right.
And 10,000 at thy right hand.
But it shall not come nigh me.
But it shall not come nigh thee.
Only with my eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked.
Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked.
1,000 fall at my side. 10,000 my right hand. Arrows hitting them by day. Destruction destroying them at noontime. Pestilence killing them at night. Terrorize them at night. But I will not be afraid. And 1,000 will fall on my left and 10,000 my right hand. But it won't come nigh me or my dwelling. And he tells you why.
Because
for this cause, I'm not afraid of the arrow. I'm not afraid of the pestilence. I'm not afraid of the destruction. I'm not afraid of the terror. For this cause.
Because
thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There is no fear in love. He that dwelleth in love, that's your habitation. Your dwelling place is your habitat. Where you living at? If you have made the God of David, David made his refuge. If you will make that your dwelling place, you don't have to be afraid of nothing at night, whether it's terror or pestilence. Nothing by day, whether it's war or destruction. No arrows by the day. No destruction that wasteth at noontime. No pestilence that comes in darkness. No terror by night. I'm not afraid of nothing by night. Some of you got trouble with faith and fear. You need to quit reading that stuff and read the Bible. Said, I ain't got no time. Well, you need to go. Every time you spend reading that, looking at that mess, you should have been reading the Bible. The Bible tells you why. The curse causeless shall not come. There's a cause. And there's a cause why you're delivered. It ain't because you're good looking like me only.
Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler.
Jesus said, I'm the way and the truth and the life. Jesus is my shield and buckler. Jesus is the living shield of faith.
Thou shalt not be afraid for the...
Say it. This is the Old Testament of forbiddings. Not only shalt thou not kill, but thou shalt not be afraid.
Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night.
Nothing at night.
Nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday.
Now those four things cover anything that can destroy you at any time. Any kind of destruction that comes, right in broad daylight, or the arrow, war, or assassin, or anything that would terrorize you at night, or any disease or pestilence that always comes at night. Remember, mothers tell kids fever gets always worse at night, don't it? I'm not afraid of a no pestilence that comes at night. I'm not afraid of the night walker, gargoyles, because my Bible said I'll not walk in darkness, you see.
1,000 shall fall at thy side.
This one in the 23rd Psalm, I don't need nothing else. My complete deliverance is in here, and all my needs supplied is in the 23rd Psalm. My deliverance is the 91st, and the 23rd is all my needs.
1,000 shall fall at thy side.
When that pestilence comes, you better have faith in this, brother. God's giving you the message. He says he's going to send pestilence and they'll drop all around like flies.
And 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come.
In spite of them falling, 1,000 on the left and 10,000 on the right, it will not come nigh thee if you got the cause.
Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because
this is why none of these things will happen to you.
Because thou hast made the
Lord. Have you made the Lord, the I Am, who was David's refuge, your habitation? Where are you? I not saw the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word, and it's not meat to give the children's bread to the dog. If you get right tonight, then your children are going to have to beg, even though they are sinners. You are right, your children are going to get loose.
Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge.
Can you say it, my refuge?
Even the Most High.
Even El Elyon.
Thy habitation.
Thy habitation, thy dwelling place. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. And if you dwell in God and stay there, none of these things can touch you.
There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling.
No evil will befall thee, terror by night. Pestilence by night, arrow by day, destruction at noontime. They'll fall all around you. You'll see it, but it won't come nigh you. No evil and no plague thy dwelling place, because thy dwelling place is God, don't you see? Not only that, here's what he'll do.
For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in awe.
That's what the devil left out when he tempted Jesus.
To keep thee in all thy ways.
Honey, I got the angels overcharge over me, and they keep me in all my ways, and because my habitat, because my house, because my dwelling place is God, no evil shall befall me. I ain't afraid of arrows. They can go to church and burn candles all they want. They can work roots all they want. I got the root working in me. I got the root in the offspring of Jesse. Now, where are you at? What God said to man, first thing said to Adam, "Where art thou, Adam?" Adam said, "I'm hiding in the amongst the leaves. I'm here with Christ and God." Where are you at tonight? I'm praying a double prayer. I'm going to pray God puts you in my refuge and you make that your habitation. And if you make God, who is my refuge, your habitation, shall no evil befall thee and no plague that God sent shall come nigh thy dwelling, and he will give his angels. For the angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him. And here the word is reverence. Reverence him, and not to deliver him. It doesn't say to deliver, it says and delivers them. Who you think keeps you while you sleeping? Did you ever wake up out of a sound sleep rebuking the devil? And right before you got up, you might have had something come on you and you couldn't speak. And you were in a dream trying to get the name of Jesus, you couldn't. That was a demon trying to sneak up. But all of a sudden, the angel got stood between you and you hollered, "Jesus, say to him." And I bolted out of my bed, "Say to him in the name of Jesus, go." And he say, "I'm over here with my big eyes." I said, "Well, you big-eyed devil, I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm tired. I'm going to go to sleep." How many see it says the word? It's in there all the time. All you got to do is dwell in God and ain't nothing to fear. Because perfect love, and that's God, cast out what? All. Oh, that devil don't like that word, all. Forgive all of your iniquities. Heal you of all your diseases. Cast out all your fear. Deliver you from everything.
Amen, and what a powerful message by God's servant, Brother Hardy, the secret place of the Most High from Psalm 91. I believe this message is one of great encouragement to every Christian, especially in these evil days of terrorism and uncertainty and so many anti-Christian elements. We know we have an adversary who desires to devour us, but we know that whosoever is born of God keeps himself from the world, and the wicked one toucheth him not. And that's because we are hid with Christ in God in the secret place of the Most High. That's where we are abiding, resting, fixed and stable under the shadow of the El Shaddai. This means the mighty God whom no foe can defeat. Now we want you to have a copy of this message for your own personal spiritual library. We are sure it will be a comfort to your heart again and again. And it is available in audio tape and CD for a love offering of at least $10 to the radio ministry. Send your love gift of $10 or more and ask for offer 107T for the audio cassette tape or 107CD for the CD. Send your love offering to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Or if you prefer, you can go online at rghardy.org. Remember, for your love gift of at least $10 and asking for offer number 107T for the tape or 107CD for the CD of this beautiful message, The Secret Place of the Most High. Now, even if you do not wish to place an order, we still greatly desire to hear from you, and we truly do need your financial support to maintain this program over this station. We pray you will write today and tell us how the broadcast is blessing you and enclose your very best love gift when you write. The mailing address, again, is Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or visit us at rghardy.org. Yeah.